We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Johnsonville, a family-owned Wisconsin-based company and a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics, served with pride since 1945. Your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buy FordNow.com. And by American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. The Wisconsin Badgers opened the season last weekend at the Kohl Center in front of fans for the first time in almost 600 days. The Badgers got off to a good start. Freshman Caden Brown scored his first goal as a Badger 1 minute and 13 seconds in. But Michigan Tech tied the score on a power play, then lit the lamp four times in the second period, and the Huskies beat the Badgers in the season opener last Friday 5-2. The only other goal scored on Friday by sophomore Maddie D. St. Fowl. Cameron Rowe took the loss in goal as he gave up 5 goals on 17 shots. Jared Moe came in, the Gophers transfer, and stopped all 9 shots he faced in the opener. And then Moe got the start on Saturday, and things did not go well for him or the Badgers as Moe gave up 4 goals in 21 minutes. Michigan Tech jumped out to a 3-0 lead after one, led 5-0 after two. Dominic Mersch scored off his face mask in the third period, the only tally for the Badgers, who fell 5-1. So Wisconsin's off to an 0-2 start, but it's a new week and a new opponent coming to town, the Army West Point Black Knights. Thursday and Friday at the Kohl Center, both games start at 7 o'clock. We'll hear from head coach Tony Granato coming up in just a bit. Also, the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team is 6-0 this season after sweeping St. Cloud State last weekend at Laban Arena. They unveiled the 2021 National Championship banner before the Badgers' 6-0 series opening victory. Daryl Watts scored 2 goals. In fact, her first goal was career point number 250. She's in the top 10 all-time in NCAA history. Sophie Shirley also scored 2 goals on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Watts scored 2 more goals, had 5 points. McKenna Webster, the nation's leading scorer, had 4 points of that night. And Casey O'Brien scored her 10th goal of the season as the Badgers won the finale 6-1. So during the Wisconsin women's 6-0 start, they're outscoring opponents 30 39-2. They opened the WCHA season with two wins, and now it's on the road to play Minnesota Duluth Friday and Sunday afternoons. And head coach Mark Johnson coming up a little after 7:30 this evening. But first off, it's head coach Tony Granato coming up next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. Whether you're looking for your first Cleary building or your fourth, your happiness is still priority one. The Cleary experience is about making your building process exciting and stress-free. Contact Cleary today to set up a free consultation and let your Cleary specialist design the building of your dreams with our DreamMaker 3D software. Experience clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride before the Shamrock Supplied.
Hey Badger fans, welcome back to Camp Randall and the Kohl Center, where we come together to celebrate our favorite teams. To celebrate, American Family Insurance wants to give you an unforgettable Badger experience, including sideline passes, tours, exclusive swag, and more. Head over to amfam.com/badgers to enter today. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger fans, Matt LePay here for All Energy Solar. Nothing compares to the energy surrounding the start of Badger season, except for saving money on your home energy bills. Get in the game with All Energy Solar and get your energy-efficient system installed to take advantage of 2021 solar incentives. Going with All Energy Solar means no more renting your power from the utility company. You'll be in control of your energy costs and will save lots of money. Go green with All Energy Solar. Book your appointment today at allenergysolar.com.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. The Wisconsin Badgers home Thursday and Friday to take on Army. Both games start at 7 o'clock on the Badgers Sports Network. Rob Vogel and Ian Perrin will have the calls. I'll be on Bally Sports Wisconsin with Bill Brophy. But joining us now is Wisconsin head coach Tony Granato. And Tony, as is the case with every Tuesday night show, we look back at what happened the weekend before, whether it was good or bad. Unfortunately, it didn't go well for your club. You lose 5-2 and 5-1 against a good Michigan Tech team. But it's so early in the season, and you learn lessons throughout the season, win or lose, and this is just the start of the process, and you build from here.
Yeah, I mean, we have to. I mean, it was a bit of a surprise. You know, we came off that exhibition game against Duluth, I think, with some confidence because the game was pretty even, and we felt Duluth was one of the top teams in the country, and we went toe-to-toe with them in the physical part of the game and in the grind part of the game, and you know, coming into our building with the energy of the fans, we talk before the game about it's going to be exciting because fans are back. Well, they were back and they were loud.
Yeah,
and they provided a lot of energy and lots of our effort, I think, was individual. I think we tried a lot, you know, individually, and especially once things weren't going well. So we really weren't in sync as a group, and we paid for it. Michigan Tech played as a unit of five. They saw us at some point, both games, a little bit wounded, a little bit on our heels, and they didn't stop coming after us. So give them credit. They are an older team and a more experienced team and a heavier team at this point in the season. And for us to learn from it, we got to be ready to play a hard-working, similar type of team when we play Army. And be able to, be ready to respond. Mm-hmm. And this week in practice, we focused on a lot of little things, which include those individual battles and races that are so important in a game, and also trust in your teammates. If I'm forward on the ice going on the forecheck, I need my second, third guys to be in position to work to get to that spot. And I think we were, like I said, out of sync, where we'd have one or two guys going, and that third or fourth or fifth guy that needed to be in position was a little bit late. So that'll be a focus on this weekend of working better together. together as a group of five. And like you said, it's early in the season. So it hurts to lose. It hurts to lose in front of your own crowd. It hurts to lose because we're coming off such a successful season and we wanted to carry it over into this year. But the good thing is, you know, we get a chance to respond and bounce back here against Army this weekend.
Yeah, and your players recognize it too. Speaking with Tyler Inomoto, Dominic Mersch after practice on Monday, we weren't connected. And Tyler even said, you know, we left our goalies out to dry. We hung them out to dry. Mm-hmm. Now, Cameron Rowe started the first game, and then Jared Moe came in, and then Jared started the second game, and Cam came in. It's not always the goaltender's fault when you give up 10 goals, but there are some issues there that obviously in the defensive zone you need to work on, and kind of what you were just talking about a moment ago.
Yeah, I think some of them were like, you know, three of the goals they scored on were direct cause of line changes where we weren't in sync on how to change and then get our guys in the position on the way back into D zone. We were a little bit late getting back in. So there's some things that we were just sloppy in. The goaltending part of it, Cam Rowe last year was outstanding for us all year. He's going to be, you know, an outstanding goalie for us this year as well. And like you said, that some of the players yesterday noticed that, you know, hey, you know, our goalies are great, but we got to help them be great. And helping them be great is making sure you clear out your front of your net, making sure you win puck battles around your net. And that's where I think Michigan Tech took advantage, and especially in the second period on Friday night of winning those battles to be able to, you know, get second and third chances.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned after the game that you saw Michigan Tech's confidence grow as the season went along, or the series went along, and maybe the confidence of your club dipped as the series went along. So you've been coaching a long time, played a long time too. So how do you build confidence after the results you just had?
Well, I think the first thing is you have to be honest with your performance individually, and as a coach, you got to be honest with your players on where our performance lacked. And to me, the intensity of not necessarily going in and thinking you're going to win every battle, but just showing your opponent that you're willing to compete for every battle. And I think we got a little bit, again, on our toes, or on our heels,
yeah,
and not engaged, whereas we were cautious on going in. We were a little bit slow on support positioning. And I think, you know, like I said, you know, Michigan Tech, you know, they felt good about their team coming in. And then as they saw us, you know, being a little bit on our heels, so to speak, or not quite as intense as they thought we'd be, they saw us as wounded, and they came after us. So give them credit. And again, from our standpoint, it's about learning the lessons that need to be learned. And I think our players, like you said, you talked to quite a few of them after practice, mm-hmm, earlier in the week. You know, they know it, especially the veteran guys. They know it. Last year, we faced lots of different challenges. We faced lots of different times of the season where things were tough and rough. And to have to face a tough weekend after the first weekend of the year isn't where we wanted to be. But, you know, with those guys that were in our room last year, they'll get our guys going. It's their job as captains and leaders to bring the young guys along with them to kind of help them along. And obviously our job as coaches to practice the right way, to get mentally ready for a battle this weekend against Army.
Yeah, and we talked during the offseason and leading up to the series opener that, okay, this your team doesn't have the firepower it had a year ago with Cole Caulfield and Linus Weisbach, Dylan Holloway, Ty Pelton, Bice. But the two games in particular, your top line of Brock Caulfield and Roman Ashan and Tarek Baker generated 25 shots on goal. You got chances. So eventually you're hoping that those pucks go in. Get the chances. That's really the key to it. And then eventually, hopefully, you find the back of the net.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're going to have to score in different ways. You know, it might, you know, take those guys more shots than it would have taken the players from last year to score.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the one thing you don't want to have happen is you don't want to chase goals thinking, okay, I got to score this shift, or I got to get, you know,
right,
I got to get 25 this year or whatever. You want, you know, Tarek and Dominic and Brock and Roman and the returning players to play the way they played last year. And then the production will come with just playing the right way. And sometimes when your team falls behind, like it did, you know, this weekend, and you realize, okay, geez, we need to get two or three goals here, then they feel like they got to score every shift.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you change your game a little bit, and then you become out of sync, and then you become vulnerable defensively. And I'm not, you know, blaming the older players. It's just the way things go. When things aren't going well, you try to do more. It's the human nature. And and we got to get back to being focused on realizing what we do individually is going to affect everybody. And in the performance of our older players right now will give the younger players confidence, and that's what we're looking for this weekend.
Yep, the Badgers get back at it Thursday and Friday night against Army. More with head coach Tony Granato coming up. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
They come from the basketball court and the yoga studio, from the fairway, the football field, and the five-mile running loop. They come to UW Sports Medicine, not only for injury treatment and prevention, but for programs designed to make everyday athletes better athletes. After all, it's home to some of the best doctors, physical therapists, and athletic trainers around. Call UW Health Sports Medicine to take your game to the next level. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, welcome back to Camp Randall and the Kohl Center, where we come together to celebrate our favorite teams. To celebrate, American Family Insurance wants to give you an unforgettable Badger experience, including sideline passes, tours, exclusive swag, and more. Head over to amfam.com/badgers to enter today. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Badger fans, welcome back to Camp Randall and the Kohl Center, where we come together to celebrate our favorite teams. To celebrate, American Family Insurance wants to give you an unforgettable Badger experience, including sideline passes, tours, exclusive swag, and more. Head over to amfam.com/badgers to enter today. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Brian Posick with head coach Tony Granato. And Tony, we talked last week, for several weeks, about all the newcomers you have, the 10 newcomers, 7 freshmen, and 3 transfers on the ice. But you also have a couple of newcomers on your staff, too, including strength and conditioning coach Paul Valukas. Paul's from Illinois. He spent the last couple of years in the LA Kings organization as the strength and conditioning coach for the Ontario Reign of the American Hockey League. He's also worked with the Chicago Blackhawks. He started his career as an intern with the Wisconsin football and hockey teams not too long ago. I think it was, 2006, something like that. He's a young man that was recommended by Jim Snyder, your longtime strength and conditioning coach, who's now in charge of basketball. And Paul's been a welcome addition, hasn't he?
He sure has. And you know, when basketball had come around and started sniffing around to think that Jimmy was going to be their replacement on their side of things, you know, we became a little bit nervous, like, how do you replace Jim Snyder? And you know, Snides, as he was getting ready to take the position, said, "Don't worry, I got a few guys out there that I think will be great replacements that'll add something to your program that'll be really exciting." So he was right on, Paul. You know, like you said, came from the LA Kings organization. I was able to have lots of contacts in LA from my days of playing there with the people that he worked with that had a ton of respect for what Paul had done in their organization. So fortunately, it worked out that we were able to get him back to Madison, and he's been a great addition to our staff, absolutely.
Yeah, and then middle of last year, Emily Engel left as your video coordinator and made it to the American Hockey League, Hershey Bears of the Washington Capitals organization, and you know, she's one of the first of her kind to be doing what she's doing at the professional level. So you needed somebody to replace her, and Zach Adamo, a Madison Edgewood grad, a Madison native, is now your video coordinator. He spent last season with Alabama Huntsville. He worked for 4 years with the Milwaukee Admirals. I know he's thrilled to be back home. One of the nicest young men that you'll meet, and I met him for the first time on the golf course.
Yes,
he needs to work on his golf game a little bit, but he seems like a nice guy.
He's a great kid. He's doing a great job for us. You know, last year we lost Emily halfway through the year, so we kind of, as a staff, kind of put together our own way of dealing without using a video coach last year. We all did extra work on trying to make that work, so Shane Conley was a big part of that as well. But Emily went on, and she's part of the Washington Capitals organization, doing a great job there, so it's always great to see someone from your staff move on to the NHL. But adding Zach to our team, you know, you said, you know, his Madison ties, he's always been a Badger hockey fan. He actually reached out to me a couple years ago and said, hey, I'm in the hockey business. I was with the Admirals. And if there's ever any position that becomes available in Madison you think I might be suited for, let me know. And then obviously when Emily left, we had a hole in the video position, and we were able to have Zach fill it. And hard worker, very loyal, and done a great job for us.
You do a lot of video work, don't you? And you look at a lot of pro games, too, besides your own.
We do. We watch a lot of pro games. We try to teach a lot of pro games as far as, you know, when we teach in skills or systems or habits of players, we'll refer back to NHL video a lot. So Zach's got a lot of work to do, but you know, that's part of it. Again, the development part for us is you know, obviously the most important thing is your commitment to playing here at the University of Wisconsin. We also have a secondary job as far as helping our kids develop to have a chance to be ready to play pro hockey. We had six guys sign at the end of last season to get ready for their pro career. So as we go along and we teach, we want to make sure we're helping their development, so when they do leave here, they're ready to jump in and help an NHL organization. So with the video that Zach's been, you know, working on for us, we're able to hopefully share and help our players develop in a way that they're ready when they leave.
Yeah, and you mentioned it's always great to see someone from your staff move on to the National Hockey League. Don Granato was part of your original staff a few years ago, went to coach with the Chicago Blackhawks, then last year in Buffalo was elevated to interim head coach, and now he's the full-time head coach of the Sabres, who open their season tomorrow night at home against Cole Caulfield and the Montreal Canadiens. I know you're thrilled for your brother Donnie to get this opportunity.
Yeah, and I usually cheer for Cole, but tomorrow night I won't be cheering for Cole, just so we get that straight. No, it's always exciting. Donnie, he's paid his dues, so to speak, from what he's done coaching wise. I've always known that at some point he'd get to the NHL and be a successful NHL coach. So he's got his hands full in Buffalo. Obviously, they got some issues. You know, Jack Eichel issue is one of them. And they're a young team. The goaltending, you know, they get some goaltenders I think they played 8 or 9 goaltenders last year, so they're still looking for a solid goalie to give them a really good chance to win. But I think that they've developed some nice young players. Linus Weisbach in the organization had a really good camp.
He was one of the last cuts, wasn't he?
He had a really good camp. They're really happy with him. So he'll get a chance to play in Buffalo at some point this year. So I think that his strength as a coach is his patience, one. Two, I think his ability to help the younger players develop, feel comfortable and confident in their game and how he teaches, I think it'll help that organization a lot, and I think there's a good chance to see them continue to grow and improve there.
Yeah, there are 13 former Badgers on NHL rosters to start this season, and the season starts tonight. Among the games, Montreal will play at Toronto. That'll be fun to watch.
I will cheer
for Cole tonight as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Ian Perrin will be cheering for the Maple Leafs, of course. Also want to mention, too, I mentioned the Milwaukee Admirals a little bit ago. They've got a former Badger on their roster, Joseph Labate. So we wish Joe all the best of luck. The Badgers getting ready for the Army West Point Black Knights. More on the opponent this weekend coming up with Tony Granato in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. Achieving a dream takes time and drive, and it doesn't happen overnight. Making a decision to go after that dream, well, that's what life is all about. Ignoring words like no and can't, well, that only makes you stronger. For all of you still pushing towards your dreams, we salute you. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and see the dreams we have been building since 1978.
40,000 students jumping around in a sea of red. That's what you call a proud Badger tradition. 44 years as America's best-selling truck. That's what you call a proud F-Series tradition. Our newest F-150 does that tradition proud, with purpose-built productivity across every inch. Built proud to keep Badgers jumping around for generations to come. Make an F-150 yours by jumping on into your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Claim based on 1977 to 2020 CY Total Sales.
Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go is mealtime made easy. Just order delicious meals online for convenient curbside pickup or have it delivered. Want breakfast? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Need lunch? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Doing dinner? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Get pancakes, burgers, fried chicken, lasagna, Hai Chai Asian dishes, sushi, pizza, and more. If you're craving it, Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go has it with curbside pickup or delivery. Order today at Hy-Vee.com/mealtime.
Badgers getting ready for Army Thursday and Friday night, 7 o'clock at the Kohl Center. The pregame coverage at 6:30 both nights on the Badger Sports Network. Before we talk about Army, a couple of things I wanted to point out from last weekend. Caden Brown, freshman forward from St. Louis, scored his first goal as a Badger, a minute 13 into game one as a Badger. And, you know, I like the way this young man plays. He's gritty. He's aggressive. He reminds me a little bit of Ryan Wagner. But so your thoughts on Caden Brown, seeing this young man put one in the back of the net to start off his career?
I mean, first of all, you know, when you get into college, you're always wondering, how am I going to get my first one? Man, I can't wait to get it.
Yeah.
And you know, lots of times it doesn't happen right away and you feel like, oh geez, am I ever going to score? So for him to get out there on his first shift and be able to score a goal in college hockey and you know, kick off his career that way, I think was outstanding. He's a kid, you know, for us, you know, we're going to rely on him a lot. We expect him to be a great college player. He's had a good start to his career. He's smart. He comes from the development team, the USA, so he's a true freshman. So he's a younger player. So I think his development chance for growing fast will be, he'll have a great opportunity as the year goes along to continue to see his development. But he's off to a great start.
Yeah, Caden's dad, Jeff, played in the NHL for 13 years. You know Jeff Brown, don't you?
I know him very well. I collided with him a few times.
Yeah, actually, the one time actually led to some serious issues, right?
It was a really good time.
It was not a good time.
But yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jeff was a tremendous offensive defenseman. Mm-hmm. You know, I've known Jeff since we played against each other for all those years, so to be able to have, you know, a chance to coach Caden is really exciting for us. And you know, Jeff will be around. He's a hockey guy, and it's good to have those guys in our program.
I have to ask you, with all of your connections in the NHL, with players you played against or with players you coached with or against, do you find your phone ringing a little bit because of the connections that you have that, hey, you know, I've got a son who's playing, you know, peewees right now. Do you want to take a look or whatever the case may be?
Yeah,
you get a little bit of that?
I mean, sure you do. I mean, the more people you know in the game, the more people you are that have recommendations for others. Just like when a job position becomes available, someone's always got friends or people
right.
that they've worked with that they think would fit that thing. So yeah, that, I mean, that's part of, you know, being around for a while is having, you know, friends and different people in different organizations that can always help you in different ways. And you know, that I think, you know, when you're around long enough, you know more people.
Right.
Pretty simple.
It is pretty simple. All right, so Army comes to town. This is a team that lost and tied RIT last weekend. They have one of the best forwards in the country a year ago, second-team All-American Colin Bielik, who had 18 goals, third in the country behind Sampo Ranta. Of course, Wisconsin's Cole Caulfield led the country with 30 a year ago. They have a new goaltender. They split time last weekend. One young man who played the second game against RIT, Gavin Abrick, is from Hayward, Wisconsin. They have a few mm-hmm. Wisconsin natives. So as you break down Brian Riley's Black Knights of Army, the West Point Cadets, if you will, what do you see from the opponent you're going to see here Thursday and Friday
night?
Pretty
similar to Tech from the standpoint. They're hard worker and they're nothing fancy. They're going to come out and dump pucks in and try to get in the forecheck. They're going to try to beat you in the battle areas, which means net fronts and wall play. So they're an honest team. They're nothing fancy about them. You talked about some of the skill players that they have in their lineup, so you got to be aware of their top players, especially the goal scorer. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's pretty simple. They're one of those teams that you look at and you realize that their mentality coming into a game is try to figure out how to work team play. It's simple, very simple game as far as how they establish their forecheck, how they come back into D zone. And I think, you know, Coach Riley does a great job with them. He does. And mm-hmm. You can say that they're disciplined, because anyone that jumps into to be a cadet and be part of that school, you know they have tremendous discipline. So that carries over onto the ice. Very disciplined, very controlled, very physical, and very intense.
Yeah. Army is marching into Madison not only to play hockey but football Saturday night against the Badgers at Camp Randall.
Weekend. Yeah. I like that. The fact that, you know, there's multiple sports that have teams playing against each other. I always was hoping and figuring out how we could play Michigan, you know, the weekend that Michigan football's in here in Minnesota. Yeah. Minnesota football team's in here. Basketball, you know, have a week when we're playing the same team. Because I think that's kind of cool for the mm-hmm. for the buildup of, you know, multiple sports playing against the same programs.
I agree. Well, thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
Thank you, Brian.
Sure. That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. Again, Wisconsin and Army Thursday and Friday night. Both games start at 7 o'clock on the Badger Sports Network. The Wisconsin women's hockey team, unbeaten, ranked number one in the country, continues conference play Friday and Sunday at Minnesota Duluth. We'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson coming up in just a bit, but we'll run down what else is going on in the Big Ten when we come back. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
A super team, an all-star lineup, the most talented roster imaginable. No, we're not talking about sports. We're talking about the world-renowned doctors at the UW Carbone Cancer Center. It is here where the innovative cancer treatments and procedures of tomorrow are being performed today. It's no wonder that UW Health is often the first choice when it comes to second opinions. Visit uwhealth.org to learn more. UW Health. Remarkable.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
You're a proud Wisconsin Badger hockey fan. Get to Kohl's and show your pride with official Badger game day gear for the whole family. Kohl's has the best selection of Badger jerseys, sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, and so much more, all at great Kohl's prices. Save even more with Kohl's Cash, only at Kohl's. Shop in-store or anytime at Kohl's.com. Kohl's is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. At Kohl's, when you're a fan, you're family. Go Badgers!
40,000 students jumping around in a sea of red. That's what you call a proud Badger tradition. 44 years as America's best-selling truck. That's what you call a proud F-Series tradition. Our newest F-150 does that tradition proud, with purpose-built productivity across every inch. Built proud to keep Badgers jumping around for generations to come. Make an F-150 yours by jumping on into your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Claim based on 1977 to 2020 CY Total Sales.
So the Wisconsin Badgers are 0-2 to start the season. Four more non-conference games before they open Big Ten play at the end of the month at Michigan. Speaking of Michigan, the Wolverines off to a 2-0 start after beating Lake Superior State twice last weekend. Actually, including an exhibition game against Bowling Green on October 3rd, the Wolverines have scored 20 goals in three games. Michigan's playing a non-conference tournament in Duluth this weekend. The Wolverines will play the Bulldogs. Minnesota State will play Providence. Also on Friday, Notre Dame plays at Michigan Tech. The Fighting Irish won their season opener last weekend 5-2 over Long Island. Notre Dame will then play at Northern Michigan on Saturday. Friday-Saturday series, Ohio State home against UConn. The Buckeyes split with Bentley last weekend to open the season. Michigan State, coming off a split with Air Force, will host Miami. And Minnesota has a home-and-home series with second-ranked St. Cloud State. The Gophers are 2-0 after outscoring Merrimack last weekend. weekend, 7-4 and 5-3. By the way, the Badgers will play at St. Cloud State next Friday and Saturday. Penn State is idle this weekend. The Nittany Lions off to a 3-1 start after splitting with Canisius last weekend. The Wisconsin women's hockey team, 6-0 overall, 2-0 in the WCHA, and on the road to play Minnesota Duluth Friday and Sunday afternoons at Amsoil Arena. Head coach Mark Johnson joins us next on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
The game changer, the momentum swinger, the event that changes everything. No, we're not talking about a game-saving play. We're talking about saving lives. The opportunity to do something truly remarkable by registering to be an organ and tissue donor. In Wisconsin alone, there are thousands of people waiting for life-changing transplants. And you can help. To learn more, visit heroicdeed.com.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Badger fans, Matt LePay here for All Energy Solar. Nothing compares to the energy surrounding the start of Badger season, except for saving money on your home energy bills. Get in the game with All Energy Solar and get your energy-efficient system installed to take advantage of 2021 solar incentives. Going with All Energy Solar means no more renting your power from the utility company. You'll be in control of your energy costs and will save lots of money. Go green with All Energy Solar. Book your appointment today at allenergysolar.com.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Well, the Wisconsin women's hockey team ranked number one in the country after a weekend sweep of St. Cloud State to open the WCHA season. 6-0, 6-1 victories Saturday and Sunday at LeBron Arena. The Badgers have outscored their opponents so far 39-2. That's a pretty good start for the Badgers, who are now on the road to take on a really good Minnesota Duluth team this weekend. Head coach Mark Johnson joins us. And Mark, so far so good. Your club's playing pretty well. I know game one against St. Cloud, it's scoreless after one. It's 1-0 after two. St. Cloud's an improved club. They've got some pretty good talent. Their goaltender, Emma Paluzny, was really good. Then you score five in the third to win that game. But, you know, for a while, maybe for four of the six periods, St. Cloud gave you everything they could you could handle.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, we had seen film on them from the weekend before. And as you mentioned, you know, they keep bringing in some, you know, good players. And over the course of 3 or 4 years, if you do that, then you end up with a pretty good team. And they're in a pretty good position right now to win some hockey games this year. So my biggest concern Saturday was, you know, we gave rings out there, you know, Friday afternoon, and so the girls were quite excited about seeing that. And then, you know, the 15-minute ceremony where, you know, they're on this jumbotron or the screen up there, and they're seeing how good they are and all the celebrations. And my big thing is when they drop the puck, you better be ready to play. And, you know, St. Cloud's going to be ready to play. And they did, you know, they played very well the first period, St. Cloud. And, you know, we were just off a little bit. Wasn't bad, wasn't good, but it, you know, just had to get into the game. And then I thought the start of the second period, we started to move the puck a lot better. We started to get some more offensive time, created chances. And as you've been, you know, around hockey a long time, it's 1-0 after Wheeler makes a nice shot, and they come down and get a grade A scoring opportunity, and our goaltender makes a save, and about 7 seconds later, the puck's in the back of their net. So instead of being 1-1, now it's 2-0 us. And then we came out in the third period, and the puck started going in for us.
Yeah. You mentioned to reporters after the game Saturday that you thought you may have made a mistake by giving your players their national championship rings the day before the series started. So, I mean, you know, what you did last year is fantastic. You have another banner in the rink. You know, you had fans there to appreciate what your team accomplished last year.
but I've come to know you over my time here. You look forward, you know, looking back. Okay, yeah, we did. No, you look forward. And so when did you decide, okay, this is the time to give it to him? And when did you think maybe I shouldn't have given them the rings?
Well, after watching the first period Saturday, it was like, I don't know if I should have given them the rings at that point. But it's again, it's your ability to control your emotions. Yeah. You get so excited for us to play in front of people again. But it's part of the process. And even our sophomore class didn't play in front of any crowds last year. So it's going to be new to them. So they've seen it on recruiting trips. They know that we fill the place up, and then you have the banner coming down, and you got a full house. And, you know, how do I manage my nerves? Mm-hmm. And so can I eliminate that outside noise and focus in my job? And it's a learning opportunity. So, you know, you get into bigger games. If we go up to Minnesota or this weekend up in Duluth and you got good crowds and things get excited and maybe things aren't going the way you want them to go, how are you going to react? And so it's a process. You have to trust the process. And I thought, you know, the last five periods, we were pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, as coaches always, you're looking for perfection. Knowing that you may not get it, but if you look for that and then that's what you hone in on, you end up getting pretty good.
Sure. I know last week we spoke about a few individuals. Sophie Shirley against Merrimack, which was a more physical type team, didn't play the way I think maybe she would have liked to. But boy, she was engaged this past weekend, scored twice on Saturday, and she's such a smooth skater and has such great skills. It's good to see her reach the score sheet here this past weekend.
Yeah, I had a couple conversations with her, you know, throughout the week just to try to simplify her game, because I think you know, as a goal scorer, if you're not scoring goals, you might get a little frustrated, maybe down on yourself, think you're not playing well. But you know, you backtrack, and you know, the two games at Merrimack, you know, opening game against Linden, when the first period she had three breakaways, they didn't go in, but you know, as all goal scorers, if you're getting chances, that's a good thing. Eventually they're going to go in. And so she got rewarded you know, Saturday afternoon with a couple of goals. But she's a good player. And sometimes you just have to simplify things, focus in on a couple things, go out and, you know, try to win your 50-50 battles, you know, think about where you're going to put the puck when you get in scoring situations. And if the goalie makes a save, get ready for another one. Mm-hmm. If you get enough of them, she's not going to make all the saves.
Sure. Speaking of goal scorers, Casey O'Brien has 10 through six games to lead the country. And then Daryl Watts had 7 points over the weekend, four goals. She reached 250 points for her career. She, in fact, now has 256 points in her career, ninth all-time in NCAA history, six behind Hillary Knight, who's eighth all-time, the leading scorer in Wisconsin women's hockey history. And Daryl is now 11th in career goals scored with 114, one behind 10th place Brianna Decker and Hannah Brandt. And I know people will say, well, she has a fifth year of eligibility, but you only played 20 games last year, right? So there's another 20 that you could kind of figure in. As far as I'm concerned, there should be no asterisk next to her name when you come to the top 10 lists of all-time leading scorers in NCAA women's hockey history.
No, she's, you know, she's skating well. She's got the puck a lot. She creates not only opportunities for her line mates, but, you know, she's one of those players when she has the puck and, you know, she's in the top of the circle in the offensive zone or coming out of the corner and gets to the top of the circle. She gets real excited and gets herself into scoring position. And, you know, that was evident this past weekend where she came across in the slot, the scoring area, created a bunch of chances. The one thing I like about their line is their ability to enter the zone and find soft areas. And Daryl, you know, got rewarded Saturday with that. You know, Casey's middle driving. McKenna gives her the long pass, all the width of the ice, and all of a sudden I got some time and space. Now I can move into a shot, and, you know, she's got a good enough shot to beat goaltenders. So she's playing well. She puts up numbers, and if she continues to do that, she's going to continue to move up your rankings there.
And McKenna Webster, who's the also on that line with Daryl Watts and Casey O'Brien, had 4 points on Sunday. She leads the nation with 19 points. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Kennedy Blair. We didn't talk a lot about her last week, but she's the WCHA Goaltender of the Week. She had a shutout again and only gave up one goal goal against St. Cloud State. And while Daryl Watt's overtime goal against Northeastern will, you know, forever be remembered, as will her overtime goal against Minnesota Duluth to win a regular season championship, or Lacey Eden's overtime goal to win the WCHA playoff championship. Everybody remembers those, but Kennedy Blair had to replace a really good goaltender from the year before, and she came in and won a national championship as a transfer from Mercyhurst. She's back again. She just looks kind of calm and lets the puck hit her, it seems like.
She played well, especially I was really pleased with the way she played Saturday. You know, she was composed, and when, you know, St. Cloud got opportunities, you know, the pucks were hitting her in the middle of her body, and that tells me she's in pretty good position. She's seeing the puck, she's tracking the puck, and as you mentioned, you know, last year she gave us a chance to win every game, and that's all you can ask for a goaltender. And you know, those are the type of things that you know, good teams you know, have in place, where, you know, whether it's a forward or a defenseman, they can step up and make a play. And in our game, the most important position is your goaltender. If you have a good goaltender that's playing with confidence, that's giving you a chance to win, at the end of the season, you can reflect on that team's probably had a pretty good year.
Yeah. The Wisconsin women on the road to play Minnesota Duluth this weekend. More with head coach Mark Johnson in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Get your COVID-19 and flu vaccines at your local Hy-Vee pharmacy. It's easy, convenient, and there's no appointment necessary. And when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you get a 20-cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver reward. That's right, get a 20-cent Fuel Saver reward when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, you can save time and even schedule an appointment in advance at Hy-Vee.com/my-pharmacy. Hy-Vee is here to help you stay healthy. Get vaccinated against COVID-19 and the flu at Hy-Vee today.
You're a proud Wisconsin Badger hockey fan. Get to Kohl's and show your pride with official Badger game day gear for the whole family. Kohl's has the best selection of Badger jerseys, sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, and so much more, all at great Kohl's prices. Save even more with Kohl's Cash, only at Kohl's. Shop in-store or anytime at Kohl's.com. Kohl's is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. At Kohl's, when you're a fan, you're family. Go Badgers!
This is the second edition of the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Last week, we talked pretty much all hockey with Mark Johnson, but I wanted to ask him a personal question. His son, Patrick, and daughter, Michaela, both got married this summer, and one last child finally was engaged on Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, that was probably, other than the two victories, I think the highlight of the weekend was, you know, my youngest daughter, Megan, getting engaged Saturday morning in a unique way. But, yeah, five kids now, and this will be the fifth one. We had the two weddings this past summer, and now we're going to have another wedding next summer. So all good stuff. Happy for her, happy for, you know, the two of them, that they're going to have a great life together. And as parents, you just couldn't be more excited for him.
Tony Granato became a grandfather for the first time this summer, but you're a grandfather a few times, right?
Yep. I've got a few grandkids, and of course, they made their way down and helped Megan celebrate this weekend. They all surprised her by coming into town. So Chris came down with his three kids, and Doug was over with his two kids, and the gentleman she's marrying, name's Aaron. So about seven or eight friends that he has up in Minneapolis, his parents came down. So we had a household. I wasn't at the party Saturday because obviously I was working, but I know they had a real enjoyable time. He was a wrestler at Augsburg, and that's where they met. He's got a twin brother, you know, is on a national championship team as a wrestler. So Great guy, great family, and we're excited for him.
Good for you guys. Good for you. Minnesota Duluth this weekend. The Bulldogs are 2-2 so far. They split with Mankato in Mankato to start the season, then split with Minnesota at home. And actually, in the game that they won 5-4 last weekend, they scored three goals in the first and then had to hang on against the Golden Gophers. I just recall playing Minnesota Duluth last year in Duluth when you went up for a two-game series, win one. You're the WCHA regular season champion, lost the first game 4-2, and you're down 3-1 in the second period. The winner gets the title, and that was one of the a remarkable comeback by your squad, and one of the highlights of last year for sure.
I'm sure they're going to remember it too as we go up there this weekend. So they've got a lot of personnel back. You know, they're just missing one defenseman. That was a big part of their group last year. She's with the Canadian Olympic team.
Ashton Bell, yeah.
Yep, Ashton Bell, a very good player. But they're probably have it up on their bulletin board and things like that. Veteran team. And I look at the next four games as a real good test for us. I mean, we've had six games. I like where we're at. We're doing a lot of good things. It's still early in the season. And so now we're really going to get tested. With two good games up at Duluth, it's a little goofy because we play Friday at noon and Saturday or Sunday at 1. They've got the icebreaker going up there. So right. Minnesota State on the men's side, Providence. Michigan, and Duluth are having this tournament. And
yes.
Four pretty good teams, as you well know. So mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of good hockey going on up at Duluth. And then we come back home against Ohio State Saturday, Sunday. Sunday's game, I believe, is on the Big Ten Network mm-hmm. TV. And so, again, we get done with that series, as a coaching staff, I'll come in Monday and say, get a real good feel of where our team's at, because now we've played four strong games against good quality opponents, one on the road, one at home, and continue to move forward. How do we get better and do the things necessary to, continue to grow as a team and develop as a team? This weekend, we're going to be short a little bit, have a couple injuries in both our games, so gives other players an opportunity to play a little bit more. So it's all part of what we go through in a season, and I'm excited for our next four games.
Sure, and I wanted to mention a young lady who was brought on a little late in the process this year, a defenseman by the name of Sophie Helgeson. Her father, John, used to play at the University of Wisconsin. I had a chance finally to meet John prior to your game Saturday. Nice gentleman for sure. And, Sophie, she's a pretty gritty player. I like what I see from her on the blue line.
I do, too. I mean, she's gotten some opportunities and has made the most of them. She's a very good skater. She's quick to get to the puck, and so that's a real good asset to have in our game. And so as she continues to get more experience, she's going to play a bunch more this weekend up in Duluth. I mean, her eyes are going to be wide open because things are going to happen a little quicker because it's a smaller sheet, but that's how you get better. She's practiced with us now, since we started in September. She's had six games under her belt, and now it's time to mature, go on the ice, and what can I do with more minutes?
Sure, and have fun with it, too.
And have fun. And she's got a great personality, yeah. as Picard does. I mean, they're both freshmen, but they just got these personalities that just are contagious. Big smiles on their faces. They want to learn. They want to get better, and just fun players to work with.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks for your time. Good luck against the Bulldogs.
Thank you.
Sure. That's Badgers head coach Mark Johnson. The Wisconsin women against Minnesota Duluth Friday at noon, and then Sunday at 1:00. Both games are on TV, folks, in Madison on Madison CW. We'll be back to wrap things up in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. Whether you're looking for your first Cleary building or your fourth, your happiness is still priority one. The Cleary experience is about making your building process exciting and stress-free. Contact Cleary today to set up a free consultation and let your Cleary specialist design the building of your dreams with our DreamMaker 3D software. Experience clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride before the Shamrock Supply.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go is mealtime made easy. Just order delicious meals online for convenient curbside pickup or have it delivered. Want breakfast? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Need lunch? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Doing dinner? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Get pancakes, burgers, fried chicken, lasagna, high chai Asian dishes, sushi, pizza, and more. If you're craving it, Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go has it with curbside pickup or delivery. Order today at Hy-Vee.com/mealtime.
You're a proud Wisconsin Badger hockey fan. Get to Kohl's and show your pride with official Badger game day gear for the whole family. Kohl's has the best selection of Badger jerseys, sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, and so much more, all at great Kohl's prices. Save even more with Kohl's Cash, only at Kohl's. Shop in-store or anytime at Kohl's.com. Kohl's is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. At Kohl's, when you're a fan, you're family. Go Badgers!
My thanks to Wisconsin women's hockey coach Mark Johnson for joining us here on the Wisconsin Hockey Hour tonight. Again, I mentioned the Badgers play at Minnesota Duluth this weekend, and many of you may remember what happened with Duluth last year. We spoke about it briefly with Mark. Because of COVID last year, Wisconsin actually had a series against the Bulldogs postponed in Madison, and then the Badgers went up in February to Amsoil Arena for a winner-take-all WCHA championship. Bulldogs won Game 1. Wisconsin had to win Game 2 to win the title, and did. Down 3-1 in the second period, Lacey Eden scored with about 2.5 minutes left to cut it to 1. Brett Pettit scored the game-tying goal with an extra attacker with about 1.5 minutes left, and then Darryl Watts, an overtime game winner, and the Badgers won the WCHA regular season title, then won the playoff title and the national title, too. So Wisconsin and UMD and the Bulldogs have one of the best forwards in the league in Gabby Hughes and Elizabeth Jaeger, who beat out Abby Rock for the Patty Kazmaier Award a couple of years ago when she was at Clarkson. Wisconsin women's hockey on Friday at noon and then Sunday at 1. Both games are on Madison CW in Madison. And, of course, Tony Granato's Badgers back on Kohl Center ice to take on Army Thursday and Friday night. Both games start at 7 with pregame coverage at 6:30 on the Badger Sports Network. My thanks to Mark and Tony Granato, Dave McCann as well. I'm Brian Posick. Thanks for listening to the Wisconsin Hockey
You've
Hour.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Odyssey Greek Yogurt, made in Wisconsin, for Wisconsin. And by the Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, buildingwisconsintogether.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.